Lesson 7, Outcomes. Describe methods of refilling, replacing, and storing SCBA cylinders. Using respiratory protection equipment. Properly worn, maintained, and inspected respiratory protection equipment will prevent you from exposure to airborne hazards. Firefighters must be aware of additional safety concerns, such as fatigue, regulating air supply, proper exit procedures. Safety precautions for SCBA use. When using SCBA, you should follow these safety precautions. Only enter an IDLH atmosphere if you are certified to wear SCBA and have been properly fit tested for the face piece. Closely monitor how you feel while wearing the SCBA. If you become fatigued, notify your supervisor and take a rest before returning to work. Remember that your air supply duration can vary depending on air cylinder size and beginning pressure, your physical conditioning, the task being performed, your level of training, the operational environment, your level of stress, air management techniques. Before entering the IDLH atmosphere, check cylinder pressure and estimate your point of no return based on your air supply, pressure, and mission objective. Use your training to establish a personal baseline for your individual air usage as a means of understanding how long you can work while on air. After entering an IDLH atmosphere, keep your SCBA on and activated until you leave the contaminated area. Figure 5.58. Improved visibility does not ensure that the area is free of contamination. Before removing your SCBA, the atmosphere must be tested with properly calibrated instruments and found to be safe. In any IDLH atmosphere, work in teams of two or more. Team members must remain in physical, voice, or visual contact with each other while in the hazardous area. Radio contact is not sufficient. If available, a thermal imager, TI, can help maintain contact. While in the IDLH atmosphere, check your air supply status frequently. Exit the IDLH atmosphere before the low air alarm activates to avoid using the reserve air supply. Exit indicators. You should always be prepared to make a rapid exit or withdrawal. The most common exit procedures are those used at the majority of incidents, typically referred to as non-emergency exit procedures. Less common, but far more important, are emergency exit procedures. These are used in life-threatening situations such as SCBA failures and catastrophic changes during the incident. You must practice exit techniques during training and follow them during emergency incidents. The following sections cover non-emergency exit procedures. The Firefighter Survival section of Chapter 10, Structural Search and Rescue, covers emergency exit procedures. There are many circumstances in which firefighters must exit contaminated or hazardous areas. Situations or events that signal the need for exit are called exit indicators. Non-emergency exit indicators occur when the situation is stabilized, there is a change in operational strategy, it is necessary to replace an air cylinder, the incident commander, SIC, orders a non-emergency withdrawal, the assignment is completed. Emergency exit indicators include activation of SCBA low-pressure air alarm, CBA failure, figure 5.59, withdrawal orders issued by the IC or safety officer, changes in environmental conditions, such as temperature, wind direction and speed, and water level and speed, either within or around the site of the incident, changes in oxygen level, indications of new hazards. At an incident, the IC is responsible for having the environment monitored constantly. When monitoring reveals a potential hazard, such as chemical concentrations that approach the permissible exposure limit, PEL, the IC issues orders to change the required level of respiratory protection or withdraw from the area completely. One environmental change that firefighters may detect is a change in oxygen level, especially oxygen deficiency. If you experience any of the following symptoms of oxygen deficiency, report this by radio and evacuate the area immediately. Lightheadedness, loss of coordination, disorientation, increased breathing rates, rapid fatigue. Non-emergency exit techniques. Non-emergency exit techniques are based on the Incident Command System, ICS, and the accountability requirements of NFPA 1500. You must be trained in non-emergency exit techniques, including the buddy system, controlled breathing, entry egress paths, buddy system. In all hazardous atmospheres or situations, firefighters work in teams of at least two members. Each team member is responsible for the safety of the other member. At the first sign of any exit indicator orders, low air alarm, or change in conditions, team members must leave as a group or in pairs. Individual members must never be left alone in the IDLH atmosphere. The only time one member may work alone is in a confined space where two members cannot fit. The second team member should remain outside the area monitoring the search line, ready to enter the space if the need for rescue arises. Controlled breathing. Controlled breathing techniques allow for efficient air use in IDLH atmospheres. In one method, firefighters inhale naturally through the nose, then forcefully exhale through the mouth, reducing air consumption. Riley Emergency Breathing Method. This method involves inhaling deeply through the nostrils and expanding the diaphragm to fill the lungs fully. When the lungs are full, the SCBA wearer hums while exhaling in a slow, consistent manner. Practice controlled breathing methods in training until they become second nature. Being conscious of breathing quickly slows breathing down, extending the life of your breathing air cylinder. Controlled breathing is an important exit technique because it reduces air consumption during the time required to exit. Egress paths. When you exit an IDLH area, it is important to use the same path that you used to enter. This path will have familiar landmarks, and it may also be the most direct. This method reduces the possibility that you will become lost or disoriented and allows you to calculate the time it will take to exit the area. Make a habit of this technique by practicing it during training. You should also be aware of other means of egress in case your entry route is blocked. One exit technique is to follow hose lines or search lines out of an area. Always apply your situational awareness as you arrive at the scene of an incident and prepare to enter the structure. Look for other possible exit points. Note any potential obstructions and observe the fire conditions visible at the time you enter the IDLH area. Check in with the accountability officer after you have safely exited the structure and reached a safe distance.